Let's Regain Integrity. Listen to Dr. John Coben tell why he's the best choice for Congress in 2006.
Big Brother Bob Inglis. This is Dr. John Coben. Sometimes even good politicians change. I remember how surprised conservatives were when previously considered arch-conservative Barry Goldwater quipped in his old age, "The rights that we have under the Constitution covers anything we want to do, as long as it's not harmful. I can't see any way in the world that being a gay can cause damage to somebody else." 1996. To the chagrin of many conservatives, an icon of their movement had fallen. In the same way, Congressman Bob Inglis, Republican from South Carolina's 4th District, who broke his promise to only serve in Congress for 3 terms, has become shockingly liberal. While he voted to compel seatbelt usage through federal legislation, he is unable to restrain himself when it comes to big spending and legislating Big Brother policies or projects. In true liberal form, Inglis has voted to make things like drunkenness a federal crime, when such vices would be better dealt with at the local level. Do we really need a new or bigger federal bureaucracy to deal with local vice? While Inglis used to vote the right way on issues important to conservatives perhaps 80% of the time during the 1990s, conservative watchdogs report that he is now only doing so about 20% of the time. Inglis's voting record in 2005 and 2006 shows that he is hardly a true conservative and certainly does not give a second thought to defying either civil libertarian or constitutional principles. His ideology runs counter to the American founders and is closer to that of the overt proponents of socialism or to those who want more state control over our lives. His legislative activity has, 1, undermined the Bill of Rights, 2, discounted private property rights by siding with Kelo decision proponents, 3, favored aggressive warfare and antics that run afoul of the Christian worldview, including the ghastly global war on terrorism, 4, supported welfare state transfers and promoted public charity at taxpayer expense, 5, approved of governmental price fixing and other interventionist schemes that affect the milk, agriculture, food, packaging and composition, oil and gasoline, transportation, public use civil engineering, and banking industries. And 6, supported the radical environmentalist agenda. The Charleston City Paper on April 7, 2006, reported that maybe our elected officials should prepare the nation to deal with the coming waves of global climatic change and do what we can to stop it. Well, two Palmetto State Republicans in Washington, Representative Robert Inglis and Senator Lindsey Graham, have recognized the threats of global warming. Inglis not only agrees with leftists on issues pertaining to oil, onerous fuel efficiency requirements, the virtues of carpooling policies and gasoline conservation and using alternative fuels, questionable payments for hydrogen-based energy alternatives, he agrees with them on their core fad ideology of global warming. Inglis also favors the animal rights agenda by supporting expansion of the Dubious Endangered Species Act. Anyone wanting proof for these accusations needs look no further than Inglis's voting record. Just review how Inglis voted on House of Representative bills numbered 3, 619, 2863, 3058, 3824, 3893, and 4569, House Concurrent Resolution 612 and 341, and Senate Bill 2271 in 2005, along with House of Representative bills numbered 3505, 4167, 4745, 4939, and Senate Bills 2120 and 2320 in 2006, plus Senate Bill 1150 in 1998. Bob Inglis would make Karl Marx proud. Is Inglis really the kind of man we need representing us in Washington? Does Inglis truly stand to keep his constitutional oath of office? "I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God." We may say that Inglis supports the Constitution only if we contemplate the Constitution as a living document. Instead of upholding the ideals of liberty as envisioned by the founders, a positive rights notion of social justice and freedom through wealth redistribution would have to be injected into the underpinnings of the oath. Undermining personal liberty for the greater good of society would have to become the congressional modus operandi. Only in this perverse sense has Inglis kept his oath of office. Good people are occasionally victims of having the wool pulled over their eyes by smooth talkers, especially modern Republicans. Just think about G.W. Bush's present Republican administration, which, while enjoying solid control of both houses of Congress, has been unwilling to deliver the goods to their faithful conservative constituents. The faithful have found very little benefit from basking in the glory of Republican rule. Have the ideals of Republicans and so-called conservatives changed? Well, one thing is sure. Bob Inglis has changed. He is now representative of the sort of newfangled conservatism that predominates today's Congress, which reflects left liberalism in many respects. Those of us who are looking to alleviate the effects of such neoconservatism, at least in our own district, must work to unseat 4th District Congressman Bob Inglis in the upcoming general election on November 7th. It is time to bring back Bumbling Bob from the Beltway. We must not stand for any more lies, deserted promises, or treachery. If the people of Greenville, Spartanburg, Union, and Northern Lawrence counties really want a liberal, then let them elect the Democrat, Bill Griffith. Let's not stand for re-electing a liberal Big Brother wolf like Inglis, who is running in conservative clothing. Electing either of these candidates will, of course, result in grandma being eaten. But if we are willing to be eaten, isn't it better to select an honest parasite rather than to become a victim by surprise? In the Declaration of Independence, the founders maligned those political parasites who wanted to eat out our substance through interventionist taxes and public policies. But apparently that sentiment carries little weight with Bob Inglis. And this has been Dr. John Coben. To find out more about Coben for Congress, please visit CobenForCongress.com.
Paid for by Coben for Congress, U.S. House of Representatives, 4th District Grace. For more information, visit www.cobenforcongress.com.